Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. When my wife asks me, what are you thinking? Mm-hmm. I tell her, it's spicy. You won't like it.
Hold on now.
Yeah.
Do not ask questions.
You don't want to know the answer. Well, actually, men have a nothing box.
Yeah.
They really do.
Absolutely.
I know that's hard to understand and hard to believe, but when we do say nothing, usually there is nothing.
There is nothing.
There is nothing in there. Yes. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Well, welcome to our outfit.
All right. Here's some one-liners. Are you ready?
One-liners.
Yeah, right. Welcome to Wyoming. Don't forget to set your watch back 20 years. I love it.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I live here.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
In just 2 days from now, tomorrow will be yesterday. Yeah. Keep that in mind.
Deep thinking.
Deep stuff. Yes. This is a true statement right here.
Okay.
A bartender is just a pharmacist with a limited inventory.
Very limited.
Limited inventory. Yep. Let's see. I may be schizophrenic, but at least I have each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I never get bored.
No, absolutely not. Yes. I am a nobody.
Oh.
Nobody is perfect.
Right.
Therefore,
I am
perfect. Right? Exactly.
I like, man, this is some deep stuff.
I mean, this is some stuff that'll keep you awake at night.
Man.
Yeah.
Just what I needed.
Yeah, another reason not to sleep, other than my bladder. All right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Kentucky, 5 million people, 15 last names.
That isn't funny. Not funny.
I apologize to the Kentuckyonians. They're all right. dyslexic have more nuff.
Yes, they do. Yes,
I like that one. Yeah, that goes along with the dyslexic guy that walks into a bra.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. Or the dyslexic college student that was so depressed he jumped behind a moving bus.
Behind a moving
bus.
Yeah,
all right.
That
anyway.
Is depressing.
In memoriam, with all the sadness and trauma going on in the world at the moment, it is worth reflecting on the death of a very important person, which almost went unnoticed last week.
Really?
Larry LaPrize, the man who wrote The Hokey Pokey.
Yep. Is that right?
Yep, died peacefully at age 93.
I know where this is going.
The most traumatic part for his family was getting him into the coffin. They put his left leg in.
And took his left leg out.
And that's when the trouble started.
And that's when the fight started.
Oh, dear, I know. You know, I love cooking with wine.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, sometimes I even put it in the food.
Every now and then.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
That's like how you cook duck, right?
Yeah, right. Right, yeah. So, when you work here, you can name your own salary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I named mine Fred.
Fred.
Yep. Yep, all right. And money isn't everything.
No, it isn't.
No, but it sure keeps the kids in touch.
Yes, it does.
That way I get to see my grandkids, right?
Yeah.
Reality is only an illusion that occurs due to lack of alcohol.
Oh, well, okay.
All right. So remember that.
I will.
We have a great show coming at us this week.
Goody.
Joe Merrick is riding along with us.
Yeah.
Randy Reiman has some poetry. We have Chris Ledoux, Kyle Evans, Dave Stamey.
Oh, man.
But we're going to start off with our friend, old buddy, old pal, Wiley. And the Wild West. This is a great William Ogilvie poem turned into a song. Hooves of the Horses.
The hooves of the horses, witching and sweet, is the music earth steals from iron-shod feet. No whisper of lover, no trilling of bird, can stir me as hooves of the horses have stirred. They spurn disappointment, they trample despair, and drown with their drum beats the challenge of care. With scarlet and silk for their banners above, they're swifter than fortune, sweeter than love. Of the nighttime, I hear them go by. Horses of memory thundering through, flashing white fetlocks all wet with the dew. When you lay me to slumber, no spot you can choose, but will ring to the rhythm of galloping shoes. And under the daisies, no grave be so deep for the hooves of the horses to sound in my sleep. For the hooves of the horses to sound in my sleep.
Boy, Al Wiley did justice to that, didn't he? Yeah, the great bush poet Will Ogilvie wrote that. I think he was originally from England, moved to Australia.
Went to Australia.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe he was one of the people that was forced to leave.
The penal colony thing?
Maybe he was forced to leave England and move to Australia. We don't know for sure.
We'll never know.
No, that's right, yeah. Well, hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, have we got a show for you.
Surprise.
And it's not the one you're thinking of. So Big Brother Jim and I, we spent the weekend in Casper.
Oh, man.
At the Indian Relay Races.
What a great time.
Man. So this was the championship of champions for the Horse Nations Indian Relay Council.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, did we have a ball.
It was a blast.
Yep. Seven different nations covering Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Washington, Oregon, Arizona, Wyoming, and Canada.
Yeah.
Were
all
there.
Like three teams from Canada, wasn't there? Three or four teams?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a big deal.
Oh, my goodness sakes. But, you know, once you go...
You'll be addicted.
You're hooked.
Yeah.
All right. And we've been to these before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But this, the championship of champions.
Exactly.
Is every bit of its name.
And talk about horsemen, talk about horse flesh.
Oh.
You know, and
Oh, my goodness. I sent a text to Clarinda Calling Thunder and to get the results.
Right.
Yeah. And I mentioned to her, I said that these men and women are athletes of a higher level.
Extraordinary.
Absolute amazing.
Yes.
And
yes.
I stand by that.
Amen. Yeah. You got my vote.
So I think back to when we were kids.
Yeah.
Okay. And we used to ride bareback.
All the time. Yeah.
But I had to find a stump. Okay. I don't look a whole lot different than I do right now. All right. I was short and I was fat and I couldn't jump up onto a horse bareback.
Right.
Yeah. Let alone.
Especially when ride it's it for, moving.
Let it.
At a high rate of speed.
Ride it for a while. I will tell you that, though, that's how I got a pretty good gash on one of my feet.
Yeah.
Was riding bareback without any shoes on and next to a barbed wire fence. But anyway, that being said.
Yes. Well, we used to get in trouble for riding bareback.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah. Well, and honestly, we did it because we were too lazy to go put a saddle on.
Too lazy,
on. Yeah. Just to jump on with the halter and go.
Yeah.
But this is a lifestyle.
Yes, it is.
For these young men and women.
And it is a true competitive sport.
Oh, man.
At the highest level.
At the highest level. These are athletes.
Yes, yes, yeah. They are.
And you mentioned horse flesh.
Yeah.
We're going to ditch out to a cow marshal here in a minute, but we'll talk more about the horse flesh. These are race horses.
Race horses.
All right. These aren't fat ponies.
No.
Okay. Thoroughbred race horses.
Hame-headed.
Yep, that's right. Yep. Yes. All right. Let's ditch out to that cow commercial. And when we come back, Dave Stamey is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.